Today's daf is daf Samech Hey. So we got a few lines down to the two dots. The Gemara quotes in the Mishnah, this is the last discussion of the various simanim of a oaf, of a bird. And so the quotation from the Mishnah is that Chacham say that any oaf that's Doris, that catches a bird, that grabs a bird, another bird that's a predator, it's Tamei, and any bird that has an extra toe, we said, or the Zefek, which we said was the crop, or the krukavana niklaf, which we said as well was the gizzard, would it be ripped off, it could be torn off, peeled off. Those are the simanim that such an animal is tahor. So the Gemara now says as follows: Tanya, Rabbi Gamliel, Omer, Doris ve'ochel biyadua shu tamei. If it's an animal that it's a predator and it catches the animal in the middle of the air and eats it, so that's going to be a animal that's tamei. And the Yeshal Etzba Yaseir, if it has an extra toe, or a Vizefek, it has a crop, or Karkavno, a Niklaf, or the gizzard, it can be ripped off, Biadushu Tau, the tower. Those are indicators that this animal is a kosher bird. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok Omer, he adds, Moschin lo chut shel mashicha. What you do is you stretch out some type of cord, maybe a beam, a rod of some sort, and when the bird goes across, it walks across this rope, im cholak es raglav shtaim lakan shain lakan. If the four fingers, the four toes rather, of the bird, if they grab onto the rope, two on one side, two on the other side, so that indicates it's a tame bird, and shalosh lakan v'achas lakan, if it splits up the toes, three on one side, and the other on the other side, that indicates it's tower. This is a kosher bird. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer kol of hakolate min ha'avir tame. So he adds, he says that any bird that grabs the prey mid-air, that's going to indicate that this animal is a unkosher, it's a treif bird. So Gemara says, Siparta nami mikla kalte. Apparently there's a bird, Siparta, according to some Siparta, with a specific bird, Rashi says. Others say just a general bird. There are birds that we know are kosher that do grab prey in the middle of the air. So Amar Bai says, no, kolate the ochel kamrina. We're referring to where not only does it grab the bird in midair, does it grab the prey in midair, but it also eats it in midair as well. It doesn't bring it down to the ground. If an animal, the predator, will take its bird in the middle of the air and then bring it down to the ground in order to eat it, that would not indicate its tummy necessarily, but if the animal grabs it and eats it midair, that certainly indicates the animal is not kosher. The Gemara quotes another opinion here that Acherim Omrim, there are others who hold, Shachin im Timeim Tame, im Tahorim Tahor. If there's a bird we don't know the status of, we just see which other birds it hangs out with. If it's hanging out with the other birds that are Tame, so then that animal itself, which we don't know, is going to be rendered Tame, not kosher. And if this animal that we don't know is hanging out with kosher birds, so that's going to indicate that it is a kosher bird. So that's the Acherim. So Gemara wants to know who is the author, who's the opinion of the Acherim. So the Gemara says, Kiman, it must be Kirebi Eliezer. Who's Rebbe Eliezer, says the Gemara? The Sani, the Braisa, teaches us that Rebbe Eliezer, Lo Lachinam Halacha Zarzir's Eitzel Oriv. Apparently there's a bird Zarzir, which we've seen before. So it's not for naught that this Zarzir goes to hang out in the presence of an Oriv, of the raven, El Mipnei Shubmina, because it's the same type. They're the similar species, even though they're different, somewhat different. The fact that this hangs out with the Oriv tells us that it's similar to it, and we can make it Tame. So we see that Tame animals hang out with Tame animals, and Tahor animals hang out with Tahor animals. So this Acherim is the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer. Where it says, no, Afilu Tame Rabbanan, even Rabbanan will agree that this case is true. I mean, even though Rabbanan argue by the specific case of the Zarzir, H of the Orev, they think that Zarzir is actually kosher, but they hold in general a Tame bird that hangs out with Tamei birds will be Tamei itself, is different. Why? Shachin v'nidma kamrina. When the animal not only hangs out with Tamei birds, but also nidma, as Rashi understands it, it appears like domalein b'mareiso, so then those two factors together are going to indicate that this animal is Tamei. But apparently a zarzir doesn't look like an orev, and even though the zarzir bird hangs out with the orev, since it's not nidma the orev, Rabban will hold that that animal is tahor. But if there were to be a different animal that looks like a raven and hangs out with ravens or any other tummy animal, then even Rabban would agree that animal would be not kosher either. So that ends the discussion of which birds are kosher and which birds are not. The Gemara now moves on to Chagavim with regards to grasshoppers. It's very technical. We don't really... There are some pictures here which may or may not happen. I don't think the article has pictures, do they? They do have some pictures. They should have some pictures. Okay. There are many pictures of the famous story of Chaim Kanievsky trying to figure out what a grasshopper looked at. It showed up on his table or on his wall, different girsos. But this is really hard for us to understand and appreciate the various details. So Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, "B'chagavim kol sheyeshlo." It's referring to the dinim of the Mishnah that the in order for the grasshopper to be kosher, it has to have four legs and four wings and an additional two legs of which it jumps with, and the wings have to cover most of its body. And Rabbi Yossi adds it also has to be called a chagav. So these are the various details and simanim needed to render an animal a chagav, a kosher, grasshopper kosher. Now, nowadays, this is not relevant to us. All these halachas, the Taz already says we don't know which animals are which, in which case we do not eat any grasshoppers, but apparently there is the communities amongst Yemen and Morocco where they did eat grasshoppers. They had such a masorah to eat grasshoppers. So Or HaChaim HaKadosh, she writes in one of his svarim that he asked that no one should eat grasshoppers anymore, and there's one Yid who didn't accept his psak. Everyone accepted his psak, and this one Yid didn't accept his psak, and the Yid had a dream. The Or HaChaim writes that he had a dream about a grasshopper, rather that he was eating shkatzim or musim in his dream. He took it to understand that he should accept the Or HaChaim's psak, and everyone stopped having grasshoppers from that point on. And the Or HaChaim writes even further, the second nace was even greater than the first nace. The first nace was a dream. The second nace, apparently, in the area of Or HaChaim, they had this grasshoppers where locusts would come every 2-3 years. But after he made the psak, it hadn't come in 20 years, which indicated it was accepted in Shemayim that one should not eat grasshoppers. But apparently, some of the Taimanim do eat grasshoppers. So the Rav Menashe Klein writes that it's only true, they should only eat it in Taiman, if they're in Yemen itself, in that makam. But they go to another place where already it's been accepted not to eat grasshoppers, even the Yemenites should not be eating grasshoppers as well. So what exactly makes a grasshopper kosher? Not kosher, so the Gemara explains as follows. Gemara says right after the two dots, my rubo. When the Gemara says that the wings have to cover a greater part of the area, my rubo, how do you define rubo? So machlokis, we've seen this before in other contexts here, Maseches Chulim, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, rova arko, most of its length, the wings have to span the length, or most of the length of the grasshopper's body. V'amila, others say rov hekefo, no, most of the circumference around the body of the grasshopper. So Amar Papa had to be a paskin, hilkach, ba'inan rova arko, and ba'inan rova hekfo. You have to have most of the length and most of the circumference as well. This might be, I'm just thinking out loud, there's a story I mentioned before of Ayashev who had said once, why do we mention the 10 sons of Rav Papa after every single sim? Rabbi Bebracha, Acha Rav Papa, and so on. He says there are 10 places in Shas where Rav Papa himself is Machriya the Din. I'm not sure if this is one of them or not. You have to take a look. I've seen a bunch of them. Some of them are very clear. This might be one of the 10 times. So the Gemara then says, Tanur Rabban, the Brisa tells us, Ein lo achshav v'yosid legadel acher zman. So let's say the animal, this grasshopper, doesn't have these jumping legs. Apparently, some of them are not born with them, but as they grow older, they develop them. So Ein lo achshav v'yosid legadel l'acher zman. You know this is a type of grasshopper that although it doesn't have now, it will develop them in the future. So what's the status in the current stage of this premature grasshopper? So the Gemara says, Kigon hazachel. Apparently the zachel is not born with the jumping legs, but it grows in later on. So the Gemara says, mutter. Such a grasshopper would be mutter to consume. So Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says, what's the pasuk? It says in the pasuk, asher lo chirayim. The pasuk says, where's the pasuk on the side here? Where is this pasuk? Here we go. The pasuk says, "Ach hazet tochlu mikol sher ta'of haholech al arba asher lo chira'ayim mimal raglav linater al bahen al haretz." So he's reading the pasuk asher lo lamed vav. He's also darshing lamed aleph lo. Even though it doesn't have now, it still is included because asher lo with a vav, it will have in the future. That's the drasha to include it. The alpha p says the Gemara. Shein lo achshav, even though there are no jumping legs now, v'yasi legadol achazman, such a grasshopper is kosher. So my zachel, what exactly is a zachel? Amar bai, it's the askirin, a particular type of grasshopper. Tanur Rabban, the Braisa tells us now, es eilu mehem tochelu, es arba, the following are a list of animals that one's allowed to eat, and one of them listed is the arba, type of locust. So the Gemara goes on, the pasuk, I'll read the whole pasuk inside just a second. It says, Es elu mehem tochelu, es arba limino. Then it says, Ves hasalam liminehu. And then it says, Ves hachargo liminehu, Ves hachagov liminehu. So it says four types of grasshoppers, and it includes liminehu. It says the word liminehu and its type in each of these mentionings. So the Gemara darshan just follows. Arba ze govai, it's mentioned also the Gemara in Brachos, it's a type of grasshopper called govai. Salam ze rashon, chargol ze nipol, and chagav ze gadion. So these are four species which we didn't really appreciate, but these are the four mentioned in the Torah. So matam malomar, why does it say limino, limineu, 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 arba pam? And why does it say, and it's a similar type, four times in each of the specific cases, the specific singled out grasshoppers, it says limineu. So Gemara says, lahavi, to bring tzipores, kuramim, v'yochana, yushalmis, Vartuvia, Varzavnis. These are four other types of grasshoppers which are implied by the extra word liminehu. So Gemara then says, a different price now, Debei Rabbi Yishmael Tana, he learns differently. Eilu klali klalos, ve'elu prati pratos. This pasuk has klalos, which are liminehu, are general statements, and has pratos, has specific examples, which are the ones listed in the pasuk. So what do we learn from all of this? So Gemara explained, Arbe ze govar, that's a specific type of grasshopper. Limina, what is limina? Tell me. Lahavi, to come to include tipores krumim, this type of grasshopper that's amongst the krumim, amongst the vineyard, which is similar to apparently the one mentioned. So then he goes on to explain further. Ainli elahaba vein lo gabachas. I only know that the grasshopper that has the all the kosher signs and also does not have a bald head. Gabachas is bald. The ainlo gabachas. So that apparently that's the type of bird, a tziporis krumim, and the govai don't have bald head. They have hair or whatever, antennas or something on their head. Habav yeshlo gabachas minayin. How do I know to include a grasshopper that has the four simanim of the four legs and the two jumping legs and the wings, and also has a gabachas, is bald on the head? Tamalomar salam comes to include a grasshopper that also that's gabachas, including that type zeu nipo. So what's limineo coming to teach me? Lahavi esa ushkuf, to include a different type of grasshopper which is also bald on the top. So then the Gemara says, the Brisa continues, V'ein li ela haba, v'ein lo gabachas. I only know an animal that has the grasshoppers, has the simanim, and doesn't have a bald head, or gabachas, haba v'yesha gabachas, or has all simanim, and also, or does have a bald head, either way is included. But what about haba v'ein lo zanav? What if a grasshopper comes with all the various simanim? And it doesn't have a tail, though. How do I know that's included? Because all the previous mentions of the grasshoppers all have tails. So Gemara says, "Haba v'yeshlo zanav minayin." How do I know that a grasshopper that does have a tail, that's included as well? So the Gemara says, "Tamalomer chargol ze rashon," which apparently has a tail. Limineu comes to include lahavias karsefes v'shachlonis, which also have tails. So now we see even grasshoppers with tails are included as well. So then, Ain li ela habav ain lo gabachas habav yesh lo gabachas habav ain lo zanav habav yesh lo zanav. I only know now I include everything with bald heads, without bald heads, with tails, without tails. All of those are included. Habav ain rosho aruch, but all of those animals mentioned have a short head. The heads are not long. Habav rosho aruch minayin. How do I know if the grasshopper has a very elongated head that grasshopper would be included as well, permitted to be eaten? Amarta, how we say, Hareata dan binyan av mishlashim, able to create a binyan av from the three mentions before of the arbe, the Solomon chargal, all those together. Lo ri arbe kri chargal, v'lo ri chargal kri arbe, v'lo ri shneim kri el shalom, v'lo ri shalom kri shneim. So we see neither one are similar to the other ones, and no two are similar to one of the other ones, so they're all very independent. Hatzad Hashava Shebehen, the common denominator from the three mentioned, or the first three mentioned in the Torah, of again Arba, Solomon, Chargol, Hatzad Hashava Shebehen, the common denominator is Sheyesh La'arba Raglayim, V'arba Knafayim, V'katulim, Uchnaf of Chofim as Rubo. That they all have the four legs, and they have the four wings, and they have jumping legs, and the wings cover most of the body. They all have those four simanim. So Af, so too, Kol Sheyesh La'arba Raglayim, They have four legs, arba knafayim, four wings, bekartaluim, and they have the jumping wing, legs, the chnaf of chofenes rubo, and the wings cover most of their body. So we see we don't care anymore about the tail, about the baldness, about the long head. All grasshoppers with those four simanim are going to be considered kosher. So the Gemara now says, "V'halo atzartzir hazeh." So we apparently had something called a tzartzir. It's a type of insect. They say it's a cricket. They say here in the bottom here. So isn't there a cricket? Which yesh lo arba raglaim, which apparently has four legs. V'arba knafaim has the four wings. V'katarluim has the two jumping legs. Uchnaf of chofen esrubu, and the wings cover most of the body. So yachol ye muter, one may think this type of cricket or whatever it's referring to is permitted to be eaten. Tamalomer chagav sheshmo chagav. It has to be called the chagavo as well. It's not enough to simply have the simanim. It has to also be called in the Mesorah the tradition of what's called the chagav. And that's really the main reason why the Taz says we don't know what's called the chagav anymore. Even though you could find the simanim, if it hasn't been called traditionally a chagav, we can't eat it. And since we don't have any more tradition, that's why we don't eat any grasshoppers. So the Gemara says, Ishmo chagav, if it's called a chagav, it's called a grasshopper, yachal ein boka simanim halalu. One may think that even if it doesn't have any simanim, it should still be kosher since it's called a chagav. It has to have all the four simanim plus the name chagav. Okay, the Gemara now asks the question, Paruch Rav Achai. Rav Achai asked, Malahanach Shekein Ein Rosh Arach. The problem is, all the specific ones mentioned in the Torah don't have a long head. It's not elongated. So how do we know that's not a binin av? That's not a common denominator. So maybe that type of grasshopper should be excluded from a kosher grasshopper. V'chitem, if you're going to tell me, Kevan deshavu barba simanim ma'isin avlo parchinim, once we've established that this grasshopper has the four simanim of the four wing, the four legs, the four wings, the two jumping legs, and most of the body, we don't care about any other detail. Don't ask, bring it ma'isinim, we should include it. And don't ask any questions about how long the head is. That's not a relevant factor. So ihachi, that's the case, asks the Gemara. Chargol nami. The Shavuluhu, a chargo also, which is apparently similar to the Arba and the Salam, lo lichto v'tesim arba v'salam. Why would the Torah have to list chargo? The pasuk should have just listed the din of the Arba and the Salam, and you could have learned the four simanim from those two, and then chargo would have been included. So why does the pasuk list chargo? It's because you could have asked certain questions that the chargol, I think, didn't have the tail it was, or had the tail, so you could have asked questions. The fact that the Torah had to list number three as well tells us you can't learn from four simanim alone, you can raise such questions. So the Gemara says, Malahanach Shekein Ein Lazana, because those two mentioned, if you only had Arba and Salam, they don't have tails, you would not have included a chargol, which does have a tail. So therefore we see from the fact that Torah does mention chargo, we are able to be in the business of asking questions. So here as well, hachanami iklamifrach, we could ask the question here, that malahanach shekein ein rosh arach. So too, the animals listed in the Torah don't have an elongated head, so how could you include the din of a certain grasshopper that has a long head? So the Gemara answers, Ela Amar Rav Achai answers, Salam Yisairahu. The word Yisaram, Salam rather, is extra. Lo licht rachmana Salam. The Torah should not have mentioned Salam at all. And Vitesi, you could have derived the grasshopper called Salam from Arbe Umechargo, from the four Simanim. Demai Parachta, what could you have asked how Salam was different? Mal arba de ein lo gabachas. If you're going to tell me an arba doesn't have a gabachas, doesn't have a bald head, meaning it has hair or whatever it's on, it's whatever grows in a grasshopper, it has something on its head. Hare chargol de yesh lo gabachas, but a chargol does have a bald head, so you would have included it. Hamal chargol de yesh lo zan. If you're going to tell me a chargol has a tail and this psalm doesn't have a tail, well, you could look at arba. Hare arba de ein lo zan. Arba doesn't have a tail, and yet it's listed in the Torah. So either way, whether you learn from Arba or from Chargol, you could have learned Salam. So how come the Torah had to bring out Salam extra? So Salam, the Kasser Achman Olamali, why was Salam listed in the Torah? It was unnecessary. Im Eino Einin Lagufo, if Salam itself was unnecessary to be taught about itself, because Salam could have been derived from both Arba and Chargol as a unit, so Im Eino Einin Lagufo, it wasn't needed to tell me about Salam itself. We apply the concept Tenayu Einin L'Rosh Arach, we're able to use it for another category of any animal that has an elongated head would be included and implied by the extra word solemn. Okay.
Still has to have the name also.
That as well. So I'm assuming the way the names work is that